It was an ordinary autumn night. The air was cold, a little tired. I was sitting at home with a cup of tea, laptop open, just staring at the screen, doing nothing. Just staring at, I don't even know where. There was an email open, a job offer, good company, steady income, fixed hours, everything most people want. Next to the laptop, there was a sticky note. It said, build Nipa from scratch. Even if people don't care, just keep going. That night, I was stuck between two roads. I kept thinking, asking for advice, scrolling through comments. But in the end, just for a second, I asked myself, what if you fail? And then this tiny voice inside said, what if you run away? That was it. That's when I realized not going was a choice. Quitting was a choice. Building was a choice. This is Nima Parsa and welcome to Nipa Podcast. This is episode 6. Everything is a choice. Go! Jean-Paul Sartre, a French philosopher who spent his life talking about freedom, once said, "We are condemned to be free." What does that mean? It means you're always choosing. Every second, you choose to leave, you choose to stay and fight, even doing nothing is a choice. Let's take something super basic. You wake up late, your head hurts. Do you go to work or call in sick? Do you snap at your coworker or take a deep breath? Every single one of these is a choice. We think big decisions are the only ones that matter, like moving to another country or changing careers. But real life is made of tiny, constant choices. And Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist who survived Nazi camps, said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose. So when something bad happens, there's still one thing left, how you respond. That's where your power is. In the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck says, it may not be your fault, but it is your responsibility. Let's break it down. Maybe someone hurt you when you were younger, destroyed your self-confidence. That's not your fault, but what you do with that wound now, that's completely on you. Or imagine this. You got into the wrong relationship. Everyone warned you. You went for it anyway. Now you're hurt. You're angry. Who are you gonna blame? You chose it, and that's okay. You're human. You made the best choice you could at that time. That's the point. It's not about always making the right choice. It's about owning the choice you made. Sometimes we say, I had no choice. I was forced into it. My situation made me do it. But did it? Or were we just scared of owning the outcome? The Atomic Habits book says something I love. Saying no means you're saying yes to something more important. Think about this. You want to sleep early, but you're still on your phone. You say you can't help it, but really, you're choosing short-term dopamine over long-term peace. That's a choice, a hard truth, but it is still your decision. Or let's say you grew up in a family that told you you'd never be good enough. Now you have two options. Let that define you and stay stuck, or fight for a different story. The first one's easy, the second one's hard, but it is your power. Close your eyes for a second. Think about your life, your friends, your work, the things you've done, the things you didn't do, the people who stayed and the ones who left. There's one thing all of them have in common. Choice. You choose who to hold on to. You chose what to ignore. You chose to fight or to quit. Maybe you knew it, maybe you didn't, but it was always you making the choice. So if you're looking for change, for motivation, for growth, start here with one new choice. Thank you so much for listening to us. Big shout out to Nipa team, and it would be an honor if you subscribe to our channel on YouTube, on Telegram, and on Instagram. You can easily reach our podcasts on different episodes on our website, nipa.academy, nipa.academy. And the biggest favor you can do for us is to share the different episodes. And last but not least, take care of yourselves in these strange days. Till the next episode. Cheers. Go!